Francie Boylan Show. Weekdays from 11 a.m.
Ocean FM.
And you are very welcome back. It is France with you here today until 2 o'clock. Hopefully all is well with you. 083 3500 530 is the text or WhatsApp. I think before Christmas, maybe it was November time, around that, before December. Anyway, I can't remember, around that time anyway. Shane Smith was on air for Shamey Mac, as he is this week actually on Ocean's Drive. And we were chatting about how I had signed up to the Bundoran 10. A few of us here in Ocean and Beyond had signed up. Well, three of us had signed up to it. And let's check in with Shane now, and he might be checking in to see how we're getting on. What's the story?
That's exactly what I wanted to do. I wanted to check in and see how you're getting on with your training.
Was it November or December? Something around there. I can't remember.
I think it was November, towards the end of November, yeah.
Yeah, so we've done nothing.
Okay, you'll be grand.
There's myself and Brian Kerrigan from Saturday Sports Beat, and a mate of ours, Gilly, doing it as well. And we've been up Bembo over the Christmas. We were up Leon, a mountain out in Newtown Manor out there, and out running the Greenway a bit. So we're not doing too bad.
Very good, very good. And are you doing it? Are you weekly or what were you?
Whatever way the wind is blowing one day. Yeah. Whatever humour is kind of with us one day. But yeah, no, overall it's going well, because the Bundoran 10 is on, and that's why you're actually all kind of say we're chatting to Shane about it. 10 mile run or walk, Shane?
That is correct, yes. 10 mile run or 10 mile walk. And I'm just looking at my calendar to count how many weeks it is. 1, 2, 3, 4. I think I would have done this beforehand. 5, 6, 7 weeks.
Wow.
5th of March here in Bundoran. It's a 10-mile walk and 10-mile run. It's the old Cara Bundoran run that has been run since 2011, and it's a new event, but it's the same route, out starting at the Allingham at the West End, moving out to the West End, out to Tullahan, back in through Mahara Car, up the bypass, which you love that bit, around the Rogie Walk, and then finishing then at the main beach. So the run goes off at 11 o'clock, and if you want to walk the 10 miles, you can do so as well, and that starts at 10 o'clock.
It's a lovely end to it when you're coming down Rogie and you're finishing there at kind of around Waterworld-ish, or the Hotel the Great North. Isn't that kind of roughly where it is?
Yeah, just at the lifeguard tower there at Main Beach. But yeah, haven't done it myself once or twice in the past. I don't know if I'd be fit to do it now, but certainly in the past I haven't. Kind of when you get up that final kind of slope, and then you're going downhill then down towards the beach, and you hear the noise, yeah, and you see all the people and everything, and you know the end is in sight. And it's a great feeling. And you know, even though, and I know we joked there about the bypass and stuff, but the only time that I ever found the bypass hard was when I was out training on my own.
Yeah.
But when you're with a sea of people, they just bring you along, and you don't notice that you're on that horrible long stretch of road. But there's good excitement about it. Obviously, definitely going ahead, and if there's any COVID guidelines in place at the time, we'll see how that goes this evening. We'll have the COVID guidelines in place. But registration is filling up fast, and it will be capped. So we are encouraging people to get registered sooner rather than later. discoverbundoran.com/Bundoran10, and 10 is the number 10. So discoverbundoran.com/Bundoran10 or myrunresults.com. Ronan and the guys are looking after all of the logistics for us at myrunresults.com. So there's two different ways that you can apply and to register there.
And Bundoran generally tends to fill up fast as well. And as you say, it is capped this year. So people, if people are thinking about doing it, I would start to register in the next day or two, because this thing is being capped. So and Bundoran always is hugely popular. Like the numbers you get in Bundoran, and it does fare well for Bundoran too overall, though.
Yeah, absolutely, and I suppose it's going to be one of the first big events that we've had in 2 years. So we just narrowly missed out on it when the lockdown was announced in 2020. So the last time it was run was 2019. Before I forget, I want to say thanks as well to the Tyrconnell Athletic Club. They're supporting us and helping us to make the event happen, and also the Gardaí and Donegal County Council, who are very much supportive of us and helping us get things up and running and happening as well. But yeah, it's a big event for Bundoran. As I say, it's going to be the first kind of real big event for the last couple of years. So we're all excited about about it. We'll have St. Patrick's then a couple of weeks later. But that weekend, Tommy Tiernan, that same night actually, Tommy Tiernan is in the Great Northern. So you can come and make a weekend of it.
Wow. And by the way, how much is a tenner?
It is €25.
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Lovely.
Yes.
And then I know it's a on top of that, but you do have, and we've talked about it before, if you do want a running top, the running tops are really cool this year. They're kind of retro-y style, and a lot of people have commented on them how, as running tops go, they're actually a cool running top. We have a picture up on Ocean FM Ireland's Facebook page if you want to take a look at it either. And that is, you can get a running top as well. You can, once you register and get details additionally.
Yeah, absolutely. That's you can pay for that as well. To be sent out to you. Again, as I say, it's all been handled from Ronan and the guys at My Run Results. They look after all the sending out. So again, there's a limited stock of those were made as well. So if you want to get in and make sure that you get your top and get your size that you want, again, we just advise just get registered and get registered now. Maybe if you haven't started the training yet, get registered first and then start the training. But you know, just get it all done, because it will fill up and the stock will run out, and we don't want people to be disappointed.
No, and like the thing about it is, you're right. Like, you have 6 weeks, so even if you're only kind of at base level in terms of training, getting up to your 5K, your 10K, and beyond. I know this 10 mile, you might be going, oh, that's a lot, but you could. You have 6 weeks to do it, and if you want to walk part of it or run part of it, you know, while you're doing it, it's a walk or a run, which is great for people as well. discoverbundoran.com/Bundoran10, as in 10 the number. That'll get you all the details, and it is being capped. That is important to say as well. In terms of like, you know, organising this, Shane, like obviously the last 2 years has been a bit of a pain for everybody organising events, but trying to get all this together, like, there's a good team, isn't there?
There is, yeah. And we're lucky that we have a good committed team to help put the event together. We actually haven't met in person. It's all been online on Zoom or whatever. But we're getting stuff done. Like, we have the experience, the benefit of the experience of having run it for a number of years in the past. So we know what we're at, and you know, it's we just have our list of things to do. And we're getting on with this and getting the boxes ticked, and everything will be in place for the 5th of March. So the route as well, which I mentioned earlier on, but if you want to look at the route, the map of the route, whatever, it's also on that website, discoverbundoran.com/Bundoran10. And we're in good shape.
Yeah, no, great. Okay, discoverbundoran.com/Bundoran10 will get you details. It's Saturday, the 5th of March. Walkers will be going at 10 a.m. and runners at 11 a.m. from the Allingham Hotel there in Bundoran.
Exactly.
Great. Okay. Listen, Shane Smith, thanks a million. And by the way, Shane will be on later for Shamie Mack with his other hat, as I mentioned earlier, on Ocean Drive between 4 and 7.
And the big announcement after 6.
Oh, what's that?
The Taoiseach.
Oh.
you know that old thing that everybody's talking about?
And the COVID.
Yes.
The Taoiseach announcing after. Say, I was like, what's the big announcement? I was like, Taoiseach. After. Oh, so you're carrying that as well. Yeah,
we'll
the big details there.
Yeah,
all right,
yeah. 100%.
Shane, listen, thanks a million. Fair play to you. Come on. Cheers. Thanks a million for that. It is Ocean FM. It is Francie with you here today until 2.